Berry Township Board of Supervisors meeting for Monday, January 4th. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Although it is posted within the meeting room, I want to advise those persons attending that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all meetings for the purposes of providing accurate minutes. In addition to that, the Board of Supervisors met in executive session to discuss land, legal, and personnel matters. Next, Jill, will you do the roll call?
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Member Susan Quirk.
Here.
Member Mark Moyer.
Here.
Chairman John Foley.
Here. Next on our agenda is the visitor and public comment. I will invite those individuals seeking to speak to come and address the, or come to the podium, address us, and limit your comments to 3 minutes or less, please. Seeing none. Next on our agenda will be the swearing-in ceremonies, and I'll introduce Judge John Cherry, who will be handling that. And first off will be the swearing-in of Member Mark Moyer.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Mark A. Moyer.
I, Mark A. Moyer.
Of Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Of Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Being duly elected Township Board of Supervisors.
By being duly elected Township Board of Supervisors.
For the Township of Derry.
For the Township of Derry.
In Dauphin County, Pennsylvania.
In Dauphin County, Pennsylvania.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and obey and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And that I will.
And that I will.
During my term of office.
During my term of office.
Perform duties of my office with fidelity.
Perform the duties of my office with fidelity.
That I have not paid or contributed.
That I have not paid or contributed.
Or promised to pay or contribute.
Or promised to pay or contribute.
Directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly.
Money or anything else of value.
Money or anything else of value.
To procure my nomination.
To procure my nomination.
Appointment.
Appointment.
Or election except for necessary and legitimate expenses.
Or election except for necessary and legitimate expenses.
Expressly authorized by law.
Expressly authorized by law.
That I have not knowingly.
That I have not knowingly.
Violated any law of this Commonwealth.
Violated any law of this Commonwealth.
Or procured it to be done by others on my behalf.
Or procured it to be done by others on my behalf.
And that I will not knowingly receive.
And that I will not knowingly receive.
Directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly.
Money or anything else of value.
Money or anything else of value.
For the performance or non-performance of any act.
For the performance or non-performance of any act.
Or duty pertaining to my office.
Or duty pertaining to my office.
Other than the compensation allowed by law.
Other than the compensation allowed by law.
I do so swear.
I do so swear.
By Almighty God.
By Almighty God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. And next, Member Susan Quirk.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Susan M. Court.
I, Susan M. Court.
Of Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Of Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Being duly elected Township Board of Supervisors.
Being duly elected Township Board of Supervisors.
For the Township of Derry.
For the Township of Derry.
In Dauphin County, Pennsylvania.
In Dauphin County, Pennsylvania.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And that I will.
And that I will.
During my term of office.
During my term of office.
Perform duties of my office with fidelity.
Perform duties of my office with fidelity.
That I have not paid or contributed.
That I have not paid or contributed.
Or promised to pay or contribute.
Or promised to pay or contribute.
Directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly.
Money or anything else of value.
Money or anything else of value.
To procure my nomination.
To procure my nomination.
Appointment.
Appointment.
Or election.
Or election.
Except for necessary and legitimate expenses.
Except for necessary and legitimate expenses.
Expressly authorized by law.
Expressly authorized by law.
That I have not knowingly violated any law of this Commonwealth.
That I have not knowingly violated any law of this Commonwealth.
Or procured it to be done by others.
Or procured it to be done by others.
On my behalf.
On my behalf.
And that I will not knowingly receive.
And that I will not knowingly receive.
Directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly.
Money or anything else of value.
Money or anything else of value.
For the performance or non-performance.
For the performance or non-performance.
Of any act or duty.
Of any act or duty.
Pertaining to my office.
Pertaining to my office.
Other than the compensation allowed by law.
Other than the compensation allowed by law.
I do so swear.
I do so swear.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
For those that weren't catching the conversation, Mark was a little disappointed the judge didn't hug him. There's a private room.
I want to tell you that it's a privilege, especially being a township resident, to be able to perform this function this evening. And, you know, across this country, there are literally thousands of people raising their right hand and swearing to defend the Constitution and do all that it takes to make their community better in every way. And especially called tonight, Mike Priest's son today led the Pledge of Allegiance, and he is a young Marine just out of advanced training. And it was such an exciting thing to see a young man like that who is defending the rights that we enjoy here this evening. And that was a thought that I had all day today. He kept coming into my mind, and I was sitting on the bench in another case thinking that that young man and thousands like him, and young women also, are defending these rights, these sacred rights that we have that were founded by a group of men many, many years ago with not the education and not the finances and not, of course, the beautiful structure that we have here. But they were men who were willing to give their last ounce for this freedom, just like that young man and many young men and women are willing to do today. And so I congratulate both Mark and Susan and wish you the best. And I thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Judge. Next on our agenda is the reorganization. I will take items A1. And I will read the list off here. It is the election of the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, election of the vice chairman, appointment of the township secretary, appointment of the township assistant secretary, appointment of the township treasurer, appointment of township solicitor, appointment of township engineer. And I will offer the following slate for consideration. Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, Mark Moyer. Vice Chair of the Board of Supervisors, myself, John Foley. Township Treasurer, Justin Engel. Township... Sorry?
Did I say treasurer?
My apologies. Township Secretary, Justin Engel. Assistant Township Secretary, Jim Nagley. Township Treasurer, Jim Nagley. Township Solicitor, John Yost. And Township Engineer, Herbert Rowland and Grubick. We'll make that as a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is approved. And following that appointment, I'd like to offer Resolution Number 1449 for the board to approve that in its entirety, that slate of officers. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Ms. Court, second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that resolution is adopted. And with that, I will hand the gavel over to the Chairman Moyer.
Moving on to item B1 of the agenda, the appointment of an emergency management coordinator and two deputy coordinators for one-year terms with the emergency management agency. Jim, I believe we've been provided with the ballots.
Yes, there'll be Lieutenant Tim Roach, Sergeant Steve Beard, and Mr. Todd Packard Rule.
Tim.
I'll make that motion.
They're only ballots.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And the appointment of Lieutenant Tim Roach as the coordinator, Sergeant Steve Beard as deputy coordinator, and Todd Tagliarulo as deputy coordinator has been adopted. Turning to item C1 of the agenda, establishment of the manager's bond limit, resolution 1450. Calling for it to be resolved and enacted by the Board of Supervisors of the Township of Derry, Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, that the bond limit for the Township Manager and Treasurer shall not be less than $1,500,000 for the year 2016. Resolved this fourth day of January 2016. Do we need to call a vote on this, Jim?
Yes.
All those in favor, say aye.
So moved.
And moved by Justin Engel, seconded by John Foley. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And that resolution unanimously passes. The next item on the agenda is the appointment of a delegate and an alternative delegate to the state convention, resolution 1451. Be it resolved and enacted, and is hereby resolved and enacted by a Board of Supervisors of the Township of Derry, Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, that the following supervisor is elected as a voting delegate to the 2016 state convention. Anybody have any?
In past, generally the chairman is a delegate and the vice chairman is the assistant. It's an order of delegate.
Do we have such a motion?
I'll make a motion. The delegate be Chairman Moyer. Alternate be myself.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And resolution 1451 is hereby adopted unanimously. Moving on to E1, selection of depositories for township funds. Be it resolved and enacted that PNC Bank, Santander Bank, Pennsylvania Local Government Investment Trust, Northwest Savings, Fulton Bank, Metro Bank, Wells Fargo, M&T Bank, Branch Banking and Trust Company, Centric Bank, Members First, Federal Credit Union, Bryn Mawr, Bank Corp, Hershey Trust, and Pennsylvania Treasury Investment Programs are selected as depositories for the funds of the Township for Derry for the year 2016. and the township treasurer is further authorized to invest township funds in any security as authorized by Act 102 of 1980, and that the township treasurer, who has been duly elected as township treasurer by the board supervisors, is directed to deposit in said depositories all funds coming into the hands as township treasurer. Be it further resolved and enacted that after any such funds have been deposited in said regular designated depositories by the township treasurer in his surety or sureties shall thereafter be relieved of all liability occasioned by the failure or insolvency of said depositories, resolved the fourth day of January 2016. Do we have a motion to approve those depositories?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? And resolution 1452 passes unanimously. Turning to item F1, naming of monies to be paid to the Hershey Firemen's Relief Association for the year 2016. Be it resolved and enacted, and it is hereby resolved and enacted by the Board of Supervisors of the Township of Derry, Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, as follows. Whereas the Township of Derry has been afforded protection by the Hershey Volunteer Fire Company, which has a Firemen's Relief Association, now therefore be it resolved and enacted that the Township of Derry will pay over to the Hershey Firemen's Relief Association all monies received from foreign fire insurance tax for the year 2016, resolved this fourth day of January 2016. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Seconded, or moved by Justin Engel, seconded by John Foley. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Those opposed? The resolution 1453 is approved unanimously. Our next item on the agenda, G1, is the appointment of one member to the vacancy board for a one-year term for the expired term of a supervisor, Susan Court. Jim, how would you?
I'll mark your house and send it over.
Do we even need to mark it? It's one.
We have one going.
Okay, then nominate it.
I'll nominate Christine Taylor Braun.
I'll second that.
Very well. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And Ms. Fran is duly appointed. Next item, H1 through 14, appointment of one member to the Planning Commission for a four-year term, occupying the expired term of Joyce St. John. And I1 through 7 will be for the appointment of one member, strike that, let's just stay with H1 through 14 at this time. And if you want to mark the ballots. And
so this is for the two-year, we'll start with the two-year term?
There's two ballots,
yeah.
Yeah, there's a two-year and there's a four-year ballot.
Right.
I think we only have one ballot in our packs.
Yeah, there's two ballots, but they're not marked, so we need to just put an X and then put a two or a four.
Yeah, so in the ballot that we have, please designate the person who is being nominated for the four-year position and for the two-year position, so that's clear.
Which one do you want first?
I think we can, I think we can do it simultaneously. One for the two-year position and one for the four-year position.
The two-year term is Joyce St. John. The four-year term is Don Santos Apama.
Thank you, Mr. Neely.
I-1 through I-7 of the agenda is the appointment of one member to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board for a two-year unexpired term of Jenny Hammer. Candidates are Charles Duncan and Mark Brace. Supervisor, if you'd be so kind as to annotate your choice and pass it to the right. Mark Brace. Thank you, Mr. Negley. The next item is J-1 through 7, appointment of one member to the Zoning Hearing Board for a five-year term, expired term of Catherine Wagner. Again, the candidates are Stephen Moniak and Charles Duncan. If the supervisors would be so kind as to annotate their ballot and pass it to the right.
Steve Moniak.
For the appointment under Agenda Item K-1 through 3, appointment of one-year member to the Police Pension Advisory Board for a one-year term, expired term of James Brandt. We have one candidate, Lou Verdelli. Do we need to go through the formality of marking ballots and passing them to the right?
I'll make the motion.
Any seconds?
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Mr. Verdelli is the selection. L-1 through 7 is the appointment of two members to the Board of Library Directors for three-year terms, occupying the expired terms of Leah Ann Dornberger and Glennis Watson. Candidates are Leah Ann Dornberger, Glennis Button, John Schneid, and Charles Duncan. If the supervisors, once again, would be so kind as to pass down their ballot selections.
Ms. Dornberger and Ms. Button have been reappointed.
Very good. Item M-1 through M-5 is the appointment of one member of the Tax Collection Association for a three-year term, expired term of Richard Belignone. The candidates identified are Richard Belignone and Charles Duncan. Supervisors, if you'd be so kind, please pass down their ballot selections.
Richard Belignone has been reappointed.
Mr. Negley. Item N-1 through N-7, the appointment of one member to the General Authority Board for a two-year term, the expired term of Mark Brace. Two candidates are Sarah Simmons and Charles Duncan.
Sarah Simmons.
The next item on the agenda, 01 through 011, is appointment of one member to the Industrial Commercial Development Authority for a four-year term, expired term of Chris Abruzzo, and one member for a two-year term, expired term of Dominic Argento. We have a ballot here which lists five individuals, but I understand that there may be some consideration for other candidates. Is that correct?
That's correct. The candidate that is not available currently.
I'm going to then suggest that at least at tonight's meeting, we vote to appoint one of the two positions and defer and table the second appointment, if that's acceptable to the members of the board. And one candidate is for the expired four-year term, and one is for the two-year term.
Can I suggest that we do the four-year?
Sure. Any thoughts? The candidates are Chris Abruzzo, Christopher Abruzzo, Dominic Argento, Peter Graybush, Bash, Brian Shiflett, Charles Duncan. And again, if you would please pass down your ballot for the two-year term. And again, we are going to table the vote on the four-year term until we receive additional resumes. Selections are unanimously appointed.
Chairman Moore, I'd just like to add a thanks to all the residents who submitted their resumes for consideration. It's nice to have a community where so many people are willing to step forward to serve the township, so on behalf of the board, thanks to everybody who applied.
And I echo those sentiments, thank you, Susan. Turning to item R1, the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Library Endowment Trust for a one-year term to occupy the expired term of Mark Moyer. Do we have a motion?
So moved. Did you mention that you would be reappointed?
Well, I'll make the motion that Mark be reappointed.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? And
you can't oppose, Mark.
Okay. That is unanimous. The next item on the agenda is S1, the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors as the Emergency Services Liaison for a one-year term to occupy the expired term of John Foley. And I move to reappoint Mr. Foley to that position.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Mr. Foley is so selected unanimously. The next appointment is the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Police Pension Advisory Board for one-year terms of the expired term of Ms. Sandy Ballard and Mark Moyer. I would like to move that Susan Court and Matt Weir be appointed to those positions. Do I have a second?
Second.
Yeah. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Noting no opposition, Susan Court and Matt Weir will be so appointed. Turning to U1, appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors as transportation liaisons for one-year terms to occupy the expired terms of John Foley and Justin Engel. I will move to reappoint Mr. Foley and Mr. Engel to those positions. We have a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And those two gentlemen will be reappointed unanimously. V1, appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Tri-County Regional Planning for one-year term, expired term of John Foley. And I move to reappoint Mr. Foley to that position. Any second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Noting none, Mr. Foley is hereby reappointed unanimously. W1, appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Tax Collection Association Board of Directors for a two-year term, expired term of Ms. Sandy Ballard. I move to appoint Susan Court to occupy the position. Any seconds?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None noted. Susan Court will be so appointed. X1, appoint one member of the Board of Supervisors to the General Authority for a four-year term, the expired term of Matt Weir. I'd like to move for Mr. Weir's reappointment to that position. Any seconds?
I'll second that.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None noted. Mr. Weir will be selected for that position unanimously. Y1 is the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board for a five-year term for the expired term of Mark Moyer. We'll move for the appointment of Susan Court to occupy that position. Any seconds?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And Ms. Court is the selectee unanimously. Z1, appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Municipal Authority for a five-year term to occupy the expired term of Matt Weir. I'll move to reappoint Mr. Weir to that position. Any seconds?
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? And Mr. Weir is selected unanimously. Item number AA1, appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Design Advisory Board for a five-year term to occupy the expired term of Sandy Ballard. I'll move for the appointment of Susan Court to that position. Any seconds?
Seconds.
Any opposition? Or excuse me?
I have a question. We're deferring the design advisory board appointment for the residents, but just to have some continuity until we restructure. Is that correct?
So as long as there still be a supervisor.
Thank you. That makes sense.
Yeah, still be a supervisor on that.
Gotcha.
So are you willing to?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Thank you.
Any, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? And Susan Port is hereby chosen for that position. Exhibit BB1, appointment of one member of staff to the Capital Region Council of Government for a one-year term, expired term of Tom Clark, and one member of the Board of Supervisors as an alternative to occupy the expired term of Sandy Ballard. And I move for the reappointment of Tom Clark and Susan Port as the alternate. Do we have any seconds for that selection?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Tom Clark reappointed, Susan Port as the alternate. And at this time, I'd like to make a resolution that the Board of Supervisors vote to approve the appointment of the foregoing selectees to the positions so appointed. Any seconds to that motion?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And the selectees are hereby so appointed to their respective positions unanimously. Turning to the next item on the agenda. Approval of Resolution 1459. I think I jumped too far ahead. Let's move to the approval of the minutes for the Board of Supervisors meeting of December 15th, 2015, before we go into new business.
You're looking for a motion.
Motion for that, please?
I'm moving.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And those minutes are approved unanimously. Now moving on to new business agenda item A1 through 2, approval of resolution number 1459 for the application for county aid from Dauphin County for engineering design for the Chocolate Avenue Streetscape Improvement Project. Ms. Zimmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This item is regarding the Chocolate Avenue Streetscape Improvements Project that you reviewed last month. We've requested construction funding through PennDOT's Multimodal Transportation Program. This resolution would allow us to request $245,000 in the county's liquid fuels to be applied toward the engineering design. I'm anticipating that HRG is going to have a scope of work for the engineering fees later this month. This resolution would enable us to get the process moving to request those funds. It's our understanding that the county is open to receiving that request, and we continue to be grateful for their assistance.
Good. Any questions or comments from the board? None being noted. We have a motion to approve Resolution 1459, authorizing the submission of an application for county aid for engineering design for the Chocolate Avenue Streetscape Improvements Project.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley. We have a second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion is approved unanimously. Next item on the agenda, B1 through 2, approval of resolution number 1447, appointing a firm of certified public accountants to audit all of the accounts of the Township of Derry for the 2015 fiscal year. Mr. Nagley?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On December 3rd, 2013, Hamilton Musser was selected by the Board of Supervisors to provide audits for the years of 2013, 14, and 15. The resolution is required by Second Class Township Code. Confirm this appointment for the 2015 audit.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Noting none, do we have a motion?
So moved.
To resolve and approve Resolution 1447, appointing Hamilton Musser PC to examine and audit the accounts of the Township of Derry for the 2015 fiscal year for a sum of $16,900. So moved by Mr. Foley. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? And Resolution 1447 passes unanimously. Turning to C1 through 2, the approval of Resolution 1448, establishing the contribution rate for the police pension fund for 2016 at 2% of wages. Mr. Nagel?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Act 600 requires the Board of Supervisors to set member contribution rates for the police pension plan each year. The 2016 contribution rates was previously voted upon when the contract was agreed by Board of Supervisors during contract negotiations.
Any questions or comments from the board? Do we have a motion approving a resolution establishing the contribution rate for the police pension fund for 2016 at 2% of wages?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley. Second by anyone?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And resolution 1448 passes unanimously. Turning now to correspondence, I'll start to my left. Ms. Court, do you have any correspondence you would like to share with?
Just a very quick comment. I wanted to say thank you all for coming this evening, and I'm really honored to be serving as the next Derry Township Supervisor. It's really a privilege to be able to work with this very dedicated, passionate board of public servants. I'm looking forward to working with them as well as our very outstanding staff and all the people who have stepped forward to serve on our various committees. Looking forward to all the great things that we can do working together over the next 6 years and making changes that impact our residents both today and for many, many years to come. And one other thing, I did attend the PSATS supervisors training. I have the certificate to prove that I can now be a supervisor. So I just wanted to mention that. Wow. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Matt, any correspondence, board, or committee information?
None tonight.
Mr. Foley?
None at this time.
Okay. I have none at this time.
No, the only thing I will mention, and if Lauren or Jim or whoever is at the meeting, feel free to jump in. The municipal authority held a stakeholders meeting for the stormwater project that we've been discussing for many months now. It was a group of 20.
Roughly.
Okay. So it was a very successful kickoff, and stormwater planning is underway.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. This leads us to reports. Acting Chief Warner, anything to report? Thank you. Mr. Piccolo?
Just one quick thing. We're in the process now picking up Christmas trees, so trees have to be placed at curbside. We won't pick up trees and alleys. That'll continue through to the 22nd.
Thank you. Barbara?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tomorrow, the library is going to be installing new carpeting in three different areas. Some of the furniture is nowhere to be seen right now, and new furniture will be coming in by the end of January, as long as delivery comes on time. So there's a lot of things sort of disrupted at the library right now, but we're working very hard, and a lot of changes are being made. Thank you.
Thank
you. Terry? I have nothing this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Matt?
Nothing yet.
Thank you. Chris?
Nothing. Thank you.
Matt?
Just a thank you for the reappointment, and I look forward to working with you guys in 2016. Thank you.
Any questions from the board? Okay. Chuck?
Just quickly, at the last meeting, we had community champions come before the board, made a presentation. Drafted out the ordinance for that. I would like to place that on your agenda for February 9th for consideration and to adopt. And I'll get it out to you ahead of time, but if that's okay. That'll be a regular meeting agenda item.
That sound okay to everybody? February 9th.
That's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you, Sean. Lauren?
Nothing further.
Joe, anything?
There was some discussion during our budget hearing about posting the audio of our meeting, and we will start doing that this year with this meeting.
Excellent.
On our website.
Excellent. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And it'll be on the website?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. Thank you, sir. Very well. I would like a motion for the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $274,756.88 and two payrolls in the amount of $600,138.56.
So moved.
Second? From?
I don't know if I heard. Did I make it?
Mr. Foley made the motion. Mr. Strangle, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
And any opposed? And that motion carries unanimously with one abstention. This brings us to our next visitor and public comments. I'd like to ask anybody who wishes to make any comments to approach the podium. Please identify themselves by stating their name and their place of residence. And if you could please limit your comments to 2 to 3 minutes, that would be greatly appreciated. Noted. Do we have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And motion carries. So we need to hear by adjournment.
Thank you. Well, that's a wrap.
This is the quickest meeting I've been in.
Yeah. I'm going to get all their signatures running out.
Good luck.
Thank you.